It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3, brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Well, here we are, all together once again, to really open your eyes and allow you to see what's possible once you let your imagination grow and change. So today we have Marlene Flax with us, and she's an extraordinary person. When she was in graduate school, unlike most young women or men, she started to be acutely interested in things hardly anybody would ever think about at that young age. What happens to people who are destined to die, who reverse that and not only no longer are on that death march, but in fact heal themselves and start to live productive lives? So she started to interview these people, one after another, who had gone to Western medicine doctors and told, you don't have any hope, there's no possibility, and they found some way in their hearts, their soul, their consciousness to say, you're wrong, doctor, that I'm not the end of the road, I'm at the beginning of a new road. So Marlene, tell me why you were thinking that at that point in your life.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It was a few different things that kind of all happened at the same time, which looking back, we could view it more as like a divine synchronicity of events that led me down a completely new journey, a completely new path, both in my own personal life, my career, and even in helping my own family member who at that time, my own mother was struggling with an ailment that had a pretty great prognosis. So all of these things were happening sort of at the same time while I was also in school to become a mental health therapist, which is still, you know, within the health field, but also an area where people who come for help basically are offered some type of pill, right, to fix their emotional or mental health issues. And so I already had sort of this desire to help people in a more holistic way. It was something that I didn't know a lot about yet, but just intuitively always felt sort of inclined to handle my own health issues from a more holistic way. I really was not a fan of ever going to doctors. I remember my mom used to fight with me all the time. Why didn't I go to a doctor when I felt sick? Why didn't I go to the doctor enough? And though I didn't know what I know now back then, I just knew it in my gut. You know how sometimes you just feel these things. You don't know why. You don't know where it's coming from.
Well, it's intuitive. It's instinctual.
Yeah,
it's human.
It's intuitive. Yeah, yeah. Right. I grew up in the island of Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And so I remember back then as a young girl when I felt sick, I remember my great-grandmother who lived to be well over 100 years old, would go to the yard and she'd pick a few leaves from this tree and she'd grab a few roots from this other plant and she'd throw them in a pot and she'd boil them. And that was my medicine, you know, as a kid. So that's what I understood as medicine. That's what would help me feel better. And as I moved to the States and I understood that now when you got sick, the things they were offering were really not remedies. They weren't medicine. They were things that were going to cover something up and cause a whole another list of issues, right? So intuitively, I already knew this. So when I was in grad school, I started learning about a holistic way of healing. I decided I wanted to do independent research where there was a class in mental health that had to do with terminal illness, which obviously impacts mental health in a great deal. And so I figured, you know what they're going to teach me in this class, I've already heard over and over again throughout the year. So how about I do my own research, and if it's valid, you let me submit this research and not have to take this course. And if it's not valid, then I'll do double the work and I'll take the course after. Hmm. And so I had this agreement with my...
That was pretty
brave. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I figure, what do I have to lose, right? They're either going to tell me I'm crazy, or they're going to validate the things that I have been researching for myself.
So how many people did you eventually interview who were told by physicians they were going to die and then heal themselves?
Mm-hmm. Well, over 20 people. It was about 5 or 6 of them were actually, I actually got to interview one of the very first 5 people in the United States who was diagnosed HIV positive, one of the first 5 cases that was diagnosed in the country.
Wow.
I got to interview him, and he was the only one still alive out of those 5 people.
Hmm.
And the one thing he did different than the other 5 was not listen to his doctor.
Hmm.
Yet he was the one that was still around 30 plus years later. This was well over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So that was one of the kind of most impressive cases that I was kind of like, wow, you know, and just... people that, like I said, whether it was HIV, a few of them were diagnosed with HIV, a few of them were diagnosed with cancer. But I really was looking for people who were given the most grave diagnosis with the scariest, and I, as I do quotes in the air here, scariest diseases known to man, right? And yet here they were, alive and well, 30 plus years later. So, I learned a lot. It was quite the rabbit hole I went
so
down.
Number one, this is interesting. How do you find those people? I mean, you don't put that on the internet, do you?
Right. Well, again, divine synchronicity. I was just put in the position to meet incredible journalists. I started, the more that I dug into this work, the more that I found and the more that I reached out to people, you know, and I just let them know, hey, I'm a grad student. This is the work I'm doing. I saw you on this documentary. I'd like to interview you, and I'd like to meet more people that you know about. And it just led me to meet different people that put me in touch with others that I was able to interview for my work. And eventually, you know, got invited on a few different radio shows to share what I had learned. And it was quite a journey.
Let me ask you, out of the 20 people, how many did you physically sit with, and how many did you interview on Zoom or Skype?
I would say probably about half and half. Yeah, I think about, because I lived in New York at the time, so a few of them lived there in the city. I was able to meet in person, and then also I traveled to Florida where my family lives, and I was able to meet a couple of them there in Florida, and then a few were through camera as well.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the commonalities. I know they all did something a little different. But what was it that you found and saw and heard from every one of them? So when we come back, you wait. We're going to tell you how to survive in spite of the fact you're told you don't have the ability to.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement here at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Marlene Flax. And what a story. She really got interested in how did people survive really, really tough diseases? And how did they live so many years? So tell us, what did you see that was the common thing that everybody had?
Well, the first thing... the most common thing for everyone was that they did something completely different than what their doctors recommended. So
yeah.
They went against they went against the advice of their doctors. That was the main thing that everyone did. Now, what that looked like for each person was very different. You know, some people went to different countries, you know, where they're allowed to do different medical treatments that are banned here, ironically, because they actually work.
Yeah. This free country.
Right, and this so-called free country, right?
Yeah.
They go to places like Mexico. There's a center also in Europe that does quite a few of the natural things. But, you know, if they didn't have those resources, some people did it right at home. And also a lot of it was nutrition, right? Mm-hmm. It was detoxifying their body, doing some level of fasting, healing the gut. It was my first encounter also with essential oils, which have been a magnificent tool that I have learned a ton about in the last 10 years and helped clients as well as my own mother with. That's a whole, I could do a whole nother hour on that. But
and you talk about, you have 5,000 clients in 22 countries around the globe.
Wow. I do.
And practically every state in the union is all 50 states now or what?
Yeah, pretty much all throughout the United States and in 22 countries I have clients now, today. But that all came from basically being told, because when I submitted my research in grad school, you know, when I finally submitted my 40-some-odd page paper to grad school and was told, you know, basically everything in here is true. It's absolutely valid. It's 100% true historically what you're saying about these diseases, what you're saying about these scientists who so-called discovered these diseases. It's all true and valid, but should you choose to share these truths out there in the world, you will not make it very long in this industry.
So wait a minute. Now let's be very
warning.
Clear.
That's the warning
everybody.
So here
everybody
you
are. Bright eye, bushy tail, doing very important work that's super out of the box. You spent God knows how many hours and passionate time with these people, and you were going to report something as a new coming healthcare professional. I assume you're going for your doctorate degree at that point?
No, it was my master's
okay,
degree in
master's
mental
degree.
Health.
So now you're going to be a master's level psychotherapist, and they said, if you tell the truth, you're not going to be able to work in this field.
Well, you won't make it.
What if they flunk you on the test, or did they give you an A and say you can't apply the A?
I got an A. I got an A in the class. I got an A in my paper,
but you
they
flunked,
basically
you flunked
were like,
it's unbelievable.
They were like, you'll get great academically, but you're not going to make a living at this if you aren't going to play their game, basically.
Yeah.
Is what they basically told me. And so at that point, I knew that I was going to have to create my own way and my own path to becoming a helping professional. Because how could I be a helping professional and lie to people, right? And not share with them truth that I had learned, truth that could save their life because I needed a paycheck. Like, well, that just didn't sit well with me.
Marlin,
so
it
definitely wasn't the direction I
thought. What's ironic, Marlin, is that the very thing you learned from those people is what you had to apply. So they went against exactly what they were told by their doctor, and you went exactly against what the doctors would tell, and now you're really helping people all over the world.
Absolutely. Well, and I was told I could choose that route, but I would be a struggling helping professional. They have the term struggling artist. Well, I would be a struggling helping professional.
Psychotherapist.
Right.
So tell me, it must have been hard. So you couldn't put a shingle up and say, I'm doing normal things. So how do you tap into the people who were that open, that conscious, that aware, so that they started to listen to you?
Yeah. Well, you know, ironically, not as many people listened to me as I thought were going to listen to me when I learned all this information. I was out there like, you know, you feel like I have the answer. I have the way. And everyone's going to be so excited to learn this.
Yeah,
and that was very surprising that I wasn't received as well as I thought I would be received.
No.
But I was okay. You know, I learned very quickly. I had to maybe tone it down a little bit. But what did help, ironically also, is that my mother was gravely ill. She had been given 5 months to live back then with a very delicate digestive disease that she had been dealing with for 30-plus years. Mm-hmm. And so that she was really my first client, you know, in helping her. And it wasn't mental health, it was physical, but obviously that affects mental health when you're that sick as well.
Right.
And helping her was how I initially got other people to need my help or want my help, because they saw that, you know, they had written her off. And when they saw her bounce back the way she did, quite a few people asked me for help. You know, unfortunately, we live in a country where most people have an ailment of, you know, maybe it's not a terminal one just yet, but mm-hmm. they're dealing with something that they need help with. And yeah. so I gained quite a few clients just from the testimony of my own mother healing her life with natural medicine.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, and you could do that for your mother, gave you life, and then you gave her life
yeah.
back. When we come back, we're going to talk to everyone in the world and tell them the things, basic things that they can do, and then how they can get in touch with you. We're going to be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And very exciting. We're here with Marlene Flax, and she really figured out very young that people need to do alternative treatments to survive. And, you know, I call it, and we call it the Rockefeller medicine, yeah. that kind of wiped out natural medicine that was the only medicine before. And people are coming back. People are coming back to this.
Because it's failed. It's utterly failed.
Yeah. So Marlene really has figured out, and so when you talk to people about healing, how do you help them to really understand the alternative, the holistic place?
Well, over the years, I've learned to try my best to meet people where they are. You know, a lot of times the reason they're in front of me, the reason they're asking me for help, is because they've already gone through the revolving door of the system and been disappointed time and time again. So right. they're almost like, unfortunately, they come to us when they're at the end of their rope, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they've
right.
tried everything else
yeah.
and nothing else has worked. And so now they're in front of me. And yeah. so I try to remind them of that, you know, and say, look, you already did all of the other things.
Yeah.
What I'm going to suggest is not going to be as easy as some of the things maybe you've been told before, like pop this pill and cut this out or burn this off.
Hmm.
But it's going to take work. But the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. So if you're ready for a change,
yeah.
this is your chance,
hmm.
you know? And like, what are you willing to do for your health? Like, what are you willing to invest in yourself?
And I try to
start there.
This was a learning experience for us. You came in the other door. You came in the front door. I came in the back door.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. We're both nutritional scientists. And in 1980, we were asked to be the directors of Hippocrates, which we've directed now since 1980. And I thought that psychology had nothing to do with health. That's how... Biology was all in chemistry and nutrition. And mm-hmm. in the first year, I recognized how wrong I was, because mm-hmm. some people would eat exactly like we said, do the treatments, and they're not getting better. But one of the mm-hmm. things I recognized, they all told me a sad story, or many sad stories.
Right.
So they had blockages imposed upon themselves. They had fear. They were depressed, oppressed, and in fact imploded mm-hmm. into their sadness and disorder. Mm-hmm. And when we learned that in 1981, we brought psychotherapists in, and every one of our guests see psychotherapists. So in a way, that must be how you're helping them to guide themselves.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've had, I still practice mental health. I still practice pure mental health in a conventional setting. Like, I bring in my holistic modalities because it's who I am as a person. But I have seen it in my practice. You know, people that come to me for mental health issues and have physical ailments, when we get through a trauma together or process something intense, those physical ailments many times disappear. Yeah. And that's the only thing that we've addressed is the emotional trauma.
Of course. Yeah.
People carry that in their bodies, and they don't even realize it.
Every cell in your body knows.
It's all connected. Mm. All connected.
Absolutely.
So tell me the most remarkable, out of the 5,000 people, what is the most remarkable healing that you've seen that you helped to guide the person? I know you don't take responsibility. They've done it.
Right.
But
yes.
But tell me what you've seen.
I've seen a few pretty amazing things, but I'll share this story because it always comes to mind, because it was one that I didn't even personally think I was going to be able to have the impact that it had. But I had a young lady that she had been on some type of birth control for a number of years, and it affected her in a way, in such an intense way, that it basically caused her to have, when she stopped taking the birth control, she had her cycle every single day for 12 years.
What?
Oh, whoa.
She must have been almost dead.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Anemic. She would stop for, you know, whenever her body was just not producing blood anymore, she would stop. And then when her body produced again, there it was again. It was a constant thing. It was an injury from the birth control that she was on.
Yeah, right.
That leads to liver cancer, by the way, in many cases.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Clots, all
and
kinds
strokes,
of problems.
Strokes, yes.
And, yep, absolutely. So with it, and she came to me for help. And I, at that time, I was working, you know, with some nutritional things I told her about. But I honestly told her, I said, this is something that is damaged that I'm not sure that I can help reverse. I think, you know, maybe what the doctors are telling her basically was have a hysterectomy, but she didn't want to do that because she didn't have a tumor. They couldn't find anything like that wrong with her. So I basically said, okay, I'm going to give you a little sample. I had this pure frankincense that I had just started working with that she could take internally, a drop under her tongue, which, as I've learned about essential oils, not many essential oils can be taken that way. And I gave her a little sample of it because it's one of the pricier ones. It's one of the more precious and hard to source out there in Somalia.
It's biblical.
I wouldn't even sell her the bottle. Yeah, I wouldn't even sell her the bottle. She said, you're the worst salesperson in the world, because I wouldn't even sell her the bottle because it was pricey and I didn't know that it would help. And, you know, I told her, well, I'm not a salesperson. I'm someone who wants to help people. And I don't have an interest in just selling for the sake of selling. I want you to benefit from this. So I'm going to give you a little sample of it. And if it helps you in some way, we'll talk from there. She went home. And that night, she used the oil under her tongue and she put a little bit in her abdomen. And she was a religious woman and she prayed. She tells me that within an hour and a half, the bleeding stopped.
Wow.
That was 10 years ago.
Wow.
She's had a normal cycle ever since.
And she was a young lady,
sweet.
I guess.
Yeah, she was in her 30s.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, so let's talk a little bit about that. And people don't realize, you know, essential oils have been used as a health medicine for centuries, for thousands of years. So, and I know the company that's really impressed me with the research they're doing on everything from cancer to diabetes is doTERRA. And doTERRA is spending millions and millions of dollars at this point showing essential oils help to reverse and prevent these diseases. So explain what this is to the listeners who may not know.
Oh, I love it. Like I said, I could do a whole hour on this because, as you said, with nutrition and with all of the changes that people truly have to make to reverse illness, to restore an environment of wellness in their body, takes a lot of work. And what I found in my practice is that when someone can just feel just a little bit of relief, just something to sort of light that light bulb up for them and give them an aha moment, those changes that need to be made that are a little harder to make they're more motivated to do that. And what I found with these amazing essential oils is that it can alleviate a symptom so fast because of the potency and the purity, which, again, not all are created the same. And it's such a shame when I see that people are using essential oils and they're not getting the benefits that they really should be getting therapeutically, because I know what they can do. And I've seen such amazing things that, for me, it's a tool. It's an amazing tool in their toolbox to go along with all of the other things they're going to have to do on some level, right? Nutrition,
exactly.
Mental
mindset,
health,
exercise,
detox, all of it, all of it.
Dumping jobs you hate, dumping partners that you hate, all of that stuff has to go.
all of it.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure to be on with you. How do people get a hold of you?
Sure. Well, I am on Instagram as The Healing Hippie. I have a website. It's myhealinghippie.com. I do free consultations. I am not someone who has all of the services that Hippocrates offers, but if they want essential oil education or just some, you know, maybe some guidance with whatever emotional mental blocks are there in their healing, that's more my expertise and what I love helping people with. And I'm happy to guide anyone that needs help.
Well, we're so happy we spent
beautiful.
The time with you. You've brought some joy into my heart,
yes,
Anna's heart,
did.
And
Absolutely.
Everyone listening. So when you're out there now for the next few days before we convene again, get back together to broaden your view of reality and possibility and potential, make sure that you do it on your own. Don't just wait for guidance. Maybe you can give us a little guidance too. We're all one, working together, hopefully going in the right direction and making the human race once again sane, happy, and positive. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.